Going towards 5 minutes past six and time to look at developments on the market. It's mostly green again, with the exception of financials today, ending the day down in the red, while the all share resources, industrials, gold and the top 40 end the day up. Haryana Capital Advisors founder Petri Redelinges joins us on the line this evening. Hi, Petri.
Hi. Thank you for having me today.
Super. Talk us through the day's market developments. What happened?
Well, I think I'm going to sort of try and recap the whole week here in one go. So the all-share index did end up today, yes, but if you look at the top 40 index in particular, we sort of ended exactly where we started. So where we ended on Friday last week is exactly where we are now. So it's been a sort of flat and sideways week from an index perspective. The underlying sort of market actually performed relatively well. I suppose it depends on where you look. Commodities were very strong. Today in particular, we saw commodities coming up very, very strongly in the morning. We saw higher copper prices, higher iron ore prices than we opened, as well as a somewhat weakening rand. And throughout the course of the day, the rand weakened significantly on the back of some rumors, which I'll get to in a second. But so the resources, I think, really performed very well. Until about the last hour of the day, Anglo-American, Exxaro and Billiton in particular had relatively strong days. But in the last hour of the day, they sold off quite heavily to end only just green. The rest of the resources doing pretty well, though. Kumba ended very, very strongly. As well as some, you know, the more diversified companies that have exposure in particular to iron ore, as iron ore has sort of traded relatively well over the last couple of sessions. Now, in the likes of, you know, with respect to financials and retailers, both of those came under quite a bit of pressure today as the rand really weakened very, very significantly. Now, we did see some rumors coming out early this morning that Cyril Ramaphosa might be fired. I don't know if you guys have covered that story today already. The rumor was sort of going around the market quite a bit today, so much so that it actually ended up on the Bloomberg terminal saying that, you know, South African rand slides on the back of speculation of, you know, sort of further infighting and so on within the ANC itself. The presidency actually came out in the late afternoon saying that it is nothing but rumors and speculation and sort of fear-mongering.
Right.
So thank goodness that wasn't that the rumor wasn't true. However, the rand found no reprieve in that. So we did weaken about 1% versus most of the major pairs, the dollar, the pound, and the euro. And this obviously put retailers as well as banks under quite a bit of pressure. I think today was sort of the hallmark of just wait and see. The market felt very sort of thin and edgy, with most of the participants that had come into the market being on the sell side of the retailers and the banks. I think this is just sort of as fear was the name of the game, as people are unsure whether or not the rumor of Cyril Ramaphosa being sacked being true or not.
We wait and see. I mean, the presidency has come out and dismissed that statement, but the deputy president himself yesterday in parliament was a bit unsure of his answer and gave a very diplomatic one, saying that he serves at the request of the president. Do we expect the rand and everything else to carry on this uncertain path as we head towards that December ANC conference? Because quite a lot of uncomfortable issues will come up in the media. Do we see the spooking the rand and spooking uncertainty until we get finality on who exactly is going to be elected to run the governing ANC come December?
Look, to tell you the truth, I think yes. Now, what I mean, uncertainty in markets is a sort of a key phrase that gets thrown around a lot. It's like a hot topic, but what does it really mean? Basically, from, you know, to explain that, I think what is happening is that international investors are looking at South Africa, and their sentiment towards us is deteriorating as we see this political instability, which is another sort of hot phrase that's being used. Essentially, the perception is that we are sitting with rife corruption, the allegations of state capture. There's the whole spy tape saga that's busy coming back, and what we don't know is how this plays out for the economy. So if we don't essentially change the problems that we have, and let's be very frank, that is the just the rampant corruption that's happening, the billions of rands that we're losing every year to you know, shady business deals, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Until we have a resolution on what happens there, people are unwilling to you know, increase their investments within South Africa. So if you look at how South Africa's performed versus other emerging markets, we've underperformed very, very much over the last year and a half to 2 years. So come the ANC elective conference, a favorable outcome would be for somebody like Cyril Ramaphosa, or perhaps even Cyril Ramaphosa, to take leadership of the ANC. In that case, I think we could see asset prices increasing sharply, as well as the rand getting a lot stronger versus most of the major pairs. If, however, we get an unfavorable sort of outcome to that, which is somebody takes leadership of the ANC, who is seen as a close Zuma ally, that we see a further deterioration in sentiment towards South Africa, further selling of assets by offshore investors. So you're looking at banks and retailers that are going to get punished pretty hard, as well as the rand will that will weaken quite significantly. So I do think that until we see that ANC elective conference and what the resolution to that is, yes, there will continue to be uncertainty. People will continue to feel unsafe and uncertain about what to do with their investments in South Africa. And let's be honest, you know, over 40% of our market is in the hands of foreign investors. So we are almost at the mercy of the international investment community, and we need to understand that until they are certain that what we are doing here is going to be, you know, going to end up with economic growth and we're doing the right stuff, you know, we're going to see very sort of erratic and thinly traded markets and a very difficult time for investors. And even though the index is up very strongly, market conditions are still very difficult and very confusing.
Lastly, Petri, tell us about developments at Group 5.
So, yeah, interesting story. So they rallied up quite strongly over the last week or so on the back of a bid by a company called Green Bay, making a bid for 1.6 billion rand or about $116 million for some of their European assets, well, for all of their European assets. Group 5 turned around and said that they think that they are being undervalued and that they're not too sure whether or not they're going to accept this because they feel that Green Bay is undervaluing their assets in Europe. The deadline for that for the acceptance of that bid was today. Now, Group 5 allowed the bid to lapse. So the bid is no longer on the table as from 5 o'clock today. And in the last sort of couple of hours of the day, we saw that, you know, the share price fell quite sharply. It came off some 11.2% on the day as investors started realizing that, you know, the share price had traded up really strongly on the anticipation that Group 5 is going to sell their European assets at a healthy margin. A lot of money is going to come onto their balance sheet. And this is now not happening as the deal sort of deadline looms at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it had lapsed and the share price came under quite a bit of pressure. So I'm not too sure what happens to the share price from here. I think maybe on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, it goes all the way down to 950 again from the 11 rand sort of where it is at the moment. We'll see.
We'll leave it there for this evening. Thank you so much for your time. Hariana Capital Advisors founder Petri Redelinge with the Day's Market Wrap.